Evolutionists' illogicalities.
Plants contain many structures, squeezed into a municipal space, with the most extraordinarily accurate calculations. The leaf is just one of these structures. All the complex systems in leaves have been operating with the same perfection for millions of years.
So, how have these systems been squeezed into such a small space? How did the complex characteristics in leaves come about? Is it possible for such a perfect and matchless system to have emerged spontaneously?
Let us see the impossibility of this by looking at the theories proposed by evolutionists on the subject. One of the theories concerning the emergence of leaves put forward by evolutionists is the telome theory. According to this theory, leaves were developed as the separate branches of supposed primitive veined plants fused and flattened out. However, the extraordinarily complex system in just one of the trillions of leaves on Earth is enough to prove the illogical nature of this claim. Furthermore, this theory is so groundless that it can be demolished by just one or two questions.
Why did these branches feel the need to fuse and flatten out? By means of what process did this fusion and flattening come about? What were the coincidences that led branches to turn into leaves with completely different characteristics? How is it that thousands of varieties of plants, trees, flowers, and grasses emerged from supposed primitive veined plants? Why was the need for such variety felt? How were these simple veined plants able to come into being out of nothing?
To date, no evolutionist has been able to give a logical and a scientific answer to any one of these questions, and it is, of course, impossible for them to do so. Only the truth, therefore, remains. Like all other living things, plants emerged in a single moment, fully fledged and perfect. In other words, Almighty and Omniscient God created them.